Okay, we'll start in the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I will say a little preemptive Happy New Year, even though it's not quite yet the New Year, but I'm glad that you would be here with us as we prepare to celebrate 2008 in the house of God, the best place to be. So I'm proud of you guys, and believe me, my prayer all day today has been, that not one person leaves here without seeing God tonight. Okay, that's been my prayer, and God told me He's going to answer that prayer. It's not going to be easy, but the goal is that we would open up our hearts and we wouldn't leave here without seeing the Lord tonight. So I hope you're on board with me. Okay, so every year we have like a theme that we do for the new year. All right, and we kind of talk here on New Year's Eve about something that's going to be like what we're going to focus on for the coming year. Years past, we've done many different things. And in this year, as we were preparing, started to look back on 2007. As we look back on 2007, I did a little personal meditation, as I'm sure we all do this time of year. 2007 was a good year. Okay, it was a good year in lots of different reasons and lots of different ways. And, you know, I started to think a lot of things that I'm thankful for. Of course, got to say first at the beginning, I had a baby girl born at the beginning of 2007 in February. Okay, February 26th. So I'm very thankful. Thankful for my family, their health, all that kind of stuff. Gotta say thankful for the Skins, in case you haven't been following this, I'm saying. Okay. And hopefully the thankfulness continues into 08. There been a lot of good things that I'm thankful for. I'd be a lot more thankful if I won first place a few minutes ago, but that's okay. I won't we'll try to be in a good mood here tonight. 2007 was a good year. But the thing is if you look at 2007, it was also a very difficult year. And as much as there was good, if you look here at us as a church family, and for many of the individuals sitting here, it was a rough year for a lot of people. A lot of people lost loved ones this past year, whether to old age or to tragedies of some sort. There was, of course, the tragedy that happened in the end of the spring to many of our students at Virginia Tech, which very much affected many people here. A lot of illnesses this year, serious illnesses, not like cold and sore back and stuff like that, like cancer and terminal illnesses. A lot of financial difficulty this year for the church family. A lot of people going through very difficult times, and the church has extended its hand to help many people who, if it wasn't for the church, who knows where they would be. Fortunately, a lot of family problems as well. Mothers, fathers fighting, parents, kids, hate my dad, hate my mom, hate my sister, hate myself. Seen a lot of spiritual, what I would call enslavement this year. A lot of people suffering with serious spiritual problems. I want to grow, I want to stop, but I'm addicted and I can't and I'm enslaved. Worst thing of all that I've seen a lot this year, more than I've seen any other year, is the word hopelessness. Unfortunately, I've seen that too many times. Even if it's just one time, it's too many. People with no hope. People who are saying, you know, I just don't see an end. I don't see a solution to this problem. But here's the thing about St. Mark's Church of Washington, D.C., which is you, not me, or it's all of us, I should say. Hardships and trials usually make people lose faith, but not this church. Not the people in this church. Because what I've seen in this church is the people go through hardships, actually use it to grow stronger and use it to be closer to the Lord. Not saying they're not affected and not saying that people don't go through difficult times. But what I'm saying is that here people know Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God. And a lot of people have used those hardships to grow stronger. But that doesn't take away the fact that, like I said, 2007 was a rough year for so many people. And I don't think there's one person sitting here today who can say that 2007 didn't have its rough moments. Well, if that's you, I'm not trying to make you depressed. I'll make you happy in a second here. Okay? I'm not trying to come here and make you remember the bad things. If that's the case for you, then I have good news for you. 2008 is your year. 2008 is going to be a good year for you, because you're going to like the theme. Now here's the thing before I tell you what the theme is. Whenever we have these themes, I promise you, I'm not just making this stuff up. It's not like a spinning wheel and we just choose what's the theme for this year. Or it's not just like, you know, we read a nice book so we make that the theme. A lot of prayer goes into these themes. And we don't decide, we wait until we're told on the theme. And this year something extremely strange happened. That we didn't even have a theme, okay, till very recently, okay, and that was because we were waiting on God to reveal it. And I promise you, in front of God, both me and Abunab Shoy, separately, got pretty much the same vision from God. He was in Africa, I was over here, and God gave us the same vision about this coming year. 2008 isn't going to solve all the problems in the world, but 2008 is going to be a year of joy and revival. 2008 is going to be a year with smiles on faces, and more importantly, smiles in hearts and smiles in homes. Because 2008 is a year that, trust me, okay, God has revealed to us, if you're on board here, God has revealed to us that God is going to do something great in 2008. God wants to do a revival. God wants to shake something. God wants to take, like I said, maybe some of the hopeless, some of the down, some of the struggling, some of this. And He wants to, there's an expression in Arabic that doesn't make sense in English. Farh al-alb. Okay? To rejoice in the heart. Rejoice the heart. To give joy, like He wants to do that. And that's what's going to happen in 2008. Let me tell you how God revealed His promise to us. I'll tell you how He revealed it to me. I'm sure I got this message when He was over there in Africa. The same time, maybe you kind of picked up a hint. Then the last few weeks, my sermons have been going in the same kind of a theme. And that theme has been, ever since this month of Kiyach and this fasting, God has been telling me that something new is going to happen this year. Something new must happen. That it can't be Christmas. That, like I said in the sermons the past couple weeks, it can't be that we're just celebrating someone who was born 2,000 years ago and we come sing happy birthday and blow out a candle and that's it. Is it the same way like on Easter, we want to experience the resurrection? Same way on Christmas, we want to experience a birth. And God has told me, I promise you, that He wants a new start. Out with the old and in with the new. 2007 was full of pain. I'm not saying 2008 won't have pain. But what I'm saying is, 2008 will be full of something in addition, which is the joy, and that kind of revival. For those who are on the retreat recently, okay, the graduate retreat, or the high school retreat, or the college retreat, we spoke about this kind of theme, where we talked about Moses in the wilderness. And we talked about how Moses was in the wilderness, and he was going through some rough time, and it was really difficult, and he was lost, and he was confused, and he was sad, and he was bitter, and he was all this kind of stuff. And God told him, I'm going to answer your prayer, and I'm going to deliver you. But I'm not necessarily going to take you out of the wilderness. What did God do with Moses? He showed him His glory in the wilderness. And what we saw with Moses was Moses' prayer was answered by not removing the pain and not removing the wilderness, not removing all that bad stuff. It was answered by giving joy despite those things. And that's what God wants to do with us. Moses, for 40 years in the wilderness, never gave up hope on God, and he believed. And God answered his prayer. And for you who have struggled through 2007, and who have gone through the pain, and gone through the hardship, and the stuff that no one knows except you inside your heart, and you never admit to anyone, for you, God is going to answer your prayer. God is going to reward you. He gave me that promise. And He promised that He's going to give us a new start. Not by changing that stuff, but by changing me within that stuff. Just like you remember Moses. Up the mountain, came down the mountain, same wilderness, but Moses was never the same again. Moses was shining. That's going to be us in 2008. This year, we're going to focus on God's presence. Okay? We're going to focus on God's presence in our life despite our problems. Psalm 16, verse 11 is going to be our theme verse, and I want you to memorize it. It's real easy, and it's so beautiful, and it'll get you through anything. There's not a situation in life that this won't get you through. It says very simply, in your presence is fullness of joy, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. This is our goal this year, is to be in His presence and be at His right hand. And what He promises is when you do A, you'll get B. And when you do C, you'll end up with D. All right? When you focus on presence and being at His right hand, He gives joy and pleasures. There's our theme. There's our goal, I should say our goal, to get to by the end of the year, not a theme. Our goal is to find the presence of God, because with it comes the joy. But here's something, before I get into the details and the meat here. I made a statement right here. God's promises joy in His presence. You need to be on board with this statement. Because if you're not on board with this statement, you're not going to have any of the joy. If you're not on board 100% with this statement, if you're not convinced that you can find joy in the presence of God And you still think the joy is outside, and you think that, you know what, at your right hand is boredom forevermore. And at your right hand is misery forevermore. If that's what you believe, everything I say for the rest of the day has no effect on your life. Has no, I can't